Ah, hello, and a very warm welcome here to the Bothy. And if it's your first time with us here on EYP, then you're very welcome indeed. The Bothy being just outside Edinburgh, on the shores of the Forth, or just up the braes from the shores of the Forth anyway. And not far from Edinburgh Airport as the crow flies, or as the 747s fly, to be more precise. Bumping into a few of you over at Celtic Connections last week. People still insist you can't hear the sound of the aeroplanes. And that's brilliant. That's amazing. That means this microphone must be very, very good at only detecting what's right in front of it, i.e. my mouth. Because they seem very loud to me. And anyway, that's good. So, here we are. Welcome to episode 41.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West, in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Yes, this is indeed Enjoy Your Piping, as Ailey told us there. I am Gary West, and thanks as always to RG Hardy Bagpipes, who are my main sponsors. And if you'd like to know more about them, then listen to a recent episode, episode 39 it was, when I paid them a wee short visit and caught up with some of their news. And there's a fuller visit, which took up a good part of a whole programme back in episode 12 when I visited the Bagpipe Factory. Anyway, they do excellent work, make excellent products, and I'm delighted to be associated with them, RG Hardy Bagpipes. Anyway, Celtic Connections has come and gone now. I've been talking about the festival for quite a few weeks, trailing some of the music that was going to be on there, and excellent was it was too. And I was doing a bit of comparing on Saturday there, just past, at the pipe band concert. The traditional last Saturday afternoon activity of Celtic Connections has been a big piping concert for years now, and wonderful it was too. I was very lucky to have a ringside seat to listen to the World Pipe Band champions, the People's Ford, Bog Hall and Bathgate, and managed to record some of that, and I think I'll bring that to you, all being well, next week. But coming up this week, another treat, because the band that was on in the first half was the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland. So some highlights from that coming up tonight, or this week, for you very soon. But first of all, the day after that, it was the final of the BBC Young Traditional Musician of the Year. That was on Sunday, as part of Celtic Connections, always there on the last day of the festival. Well done to all of the finalists, who each put up a very fine show. And huge congratulations to Callum McElroy from West Hill in Aberdeenshire, who is this year's winner. Callum plays guitar, mandolin. Well, I say he plays. That's a bit of an understatement. Boy, does he play them. A virtuoso, if ever I heard one. Wonderful. And a great singer, too. He gave us a fine rendition of a ballad in the final. So well done to Callum, a worthy champion. And good to see the Highland Pipes feature in the final, too. We usually manage at least one piper to make it through to the final. And we had a great set from John Dew, who showed just what a talent he is on both pipes and on whistle, and a great composer too. Here's a tune or two from John, not from that final, I don't have that recording, but from a recording of his own. The High Bridge Walk from John Dew.
Thank you.
Fine playing from John Dew. The High Bridge Walk was the name of that final tune there, which he composed himself, and which is the name of that album, or EP, I think. It's just got a few tracks on it. Came out a few years ago. And well done to John for giving us a fine performance in the final of the BBC Young Traditional Musician of the Year at the weekend there. And again, huge congratulations to Callum McElroy, this year's winner. Evie Waddle was also one of the finalists in that competition, and one of the songs she sang was "Tae Daunting Me," and a fine job she did of it too. Now, that first appeared in print in 1740, and therefore belongs to the period before that, presumably. I don't know how far it goes back beyond that. That was in James Oswald's Pocket Companion Collection. Robert Burns later rewrote the words, as was his wont, and hearing Evie sing it so well reminded me of this track, which opens with the tune of that song. The track is by Harta from Skye, and that features Ross Calderwood on small pipes with Christine Martin on a wonderful sounding instrument, the Swedish nickel harp, and Jack Evans on guitar and bouzouki and whistles on the album. Here they are with their version of "Tae Daunting Me." Thank you. Yeah, lovely stuff from Harta. That's a trio from Skye who play Scottish and Scandinavian or Nordic music. To Daunt in Me was the first one, then Linkum Doddy, which is a tune also used by Burns, incidentally, for his song Willie Wassell, or something very close to it, certainly. And they finished off with the Borders tune Go to Berwick Johnny. So the album and the trio are both called Harta. Now, there's a name for that, isn't there? Eponymous, that's the word. That was Harta with a track from their eponymous album. Now, to your correspondence. Now, if you happen to be new to EYP, just so that you know, I like to encourage you to write in, drop me a note, just to share your journeys in piping, whatever they may be, wherever you may be in the world. It's always nice to hear from you, whether you've been playing all your life or just a short time, if you're a learner. It's always nice to know how you're getting on and what you're finding difficult. And I know people who are learning and just starting out in the journey find that very comforting to hear from other members of the new pipers community, shall we say. So anyway, it's always lovely to hear from you. And I've had a note this week, well, from various people, but Marty Dow. I've picked your one out here because it's very relevant to last week. Marty says, "Hi Gary, I'm sitting here listening to episode 40 and heard with interest the story of the gentleman from Adelaide who played his great Highland bagpipe with bellows for several years whilst busking around Europe." Yes, that was Peter Hewlett last week. Peter was really picking me up on the fact that at some point in the past I said you can't play Highland pipes with bellows, and he begged to differ and explained that he had got on fine. And I did say, has anyone else had similar experience? So that's the context of Marty's note here. Marty goes on, "I attempted to do the very same thing myself after losing the ability to mouth blow the great Highland bagpipe, but I did not meet with the same success. The best I was ever able to manage was a chanter and two drones." Well, that's not bad. That's almost the full thing. "And my right arm was pumping like crazy to achieve that. I was never able to sustain the activity for more than a few minutes. The man," that's Peter, "the man must have had an upper torso of steel to have done it. Hats off for sure." He goes on, "I recently discovered, though, a device that has enabled me to get back on the great Highland bagpipe. It is essentially an electronic bellows. It's called an e-bellier." And he's included a link, which I'll include in the notes below, if you want to investigate that. An e-bellier, that's hyphen B-E-L-A-I-R-E, e-bellier. "It has been approved," this is fascinating actually, "it's been approved by the Eastern US Pipe Band Association for use by people whose disability requires it to play in both solo and pipe band competition." Well, that's good to know. I wonder if any other authorities in the piping world have followed suit. That would be interesting to know. Just drop me a line if you do know. "I am working up," he says, "lament for Alistair Jerick MacDonald of Glengarry." So he's even playing pibroch with this device. "Using the setting from the Campbell Counteroch, as played by Alan MacDonald on his Dastarum album. Perhaps you might play that one for us when you are in the mood for some Kilmore. Warm regards, Marty Dow." Well, yes, I'm in the mood right now. So I'll give you that coming up right now. But yeah, that's great to know. Thanks, Marty. And good to know that there are devices out there. Because I know from experience there's nothing worse than, in my case, suddenly not being able to play the great Highland bagpipe. For me, it was Bell's palsy twice. Once in my 20s, once in my 40s. And I couldn't play the first time for about 3 months, I think, and then full year the second time. Luckily, I do play other bellows instruments, small pipes, border pipes, so I was able to keep playing something at least. But if anyone else is in a similar position for whatever reason, and you can't supply the air yourself for the great Highland bagpipe, it's good to know there is an alternative. Check out the link below. So yes, this piece of music that Marty is learning using these electronic bellows is from Alan MacDonald, and he mentioned the Campbell Counterach. Now, if you're a Pibroch expert, you won't need me to explain what the Campbell Counterach actually is, but if you're not, then perhaps I should. So this was a manuscript written down 1797, I think, thereabouts, by Colin Campbell, who was piper or a piper to the Earl of Breadalbin. And he lived in Nether Lorne in Argyll. You'll sometimes see it called the Nether Lorne manuscript, therefore. There's 168 tunes on there, but they're written out in words, not, well, sort of words, certainly in text and not in notes on the stave. That's because it's written out as counterach. And again, if you're not too sure what that is, counterach is basically it just means chanting, really, in Gaelic. It's the way of singing a tune. But it became very coded, very, very highly developed, so that each sound, each vocable would represent a different movement or a different grace note and so on, different way of expressing. And it was the way of learning and teaching and transmitting tunes before pipers learnt how to use modern scores, basically, on the stave. And so this was a remarkable thing to do. And there are some tunes, I think I'm right in saying, that only survive in that form. So it's a very important historical document and takes us back beyond the time of writing tunes down on the score. So they have a very different flavour, or can do, according to your own interpretation. Anyway, this tune probably dates to about 1630, or certainly that is when the event that it commemorates took place, the death of Alistair Yerrig Vich Gich Galister, to give him his patronymic in Gaelic. He was of the Glengarry MacDonalds, so a very old tune passed down for generations in oral form, and that's the style that Alan features here. He begins actually by singing the counterach of the ground. Alan MacDonald then with lament for Alistair Yerrig of Glengarry.
En otra o horden hjodro dri o hjoden hjodro darodo hieren hieren En otra o horden hjodro dri o hjoden Yodro darado hieran hieran.
Yeah, the sound of the 17th century, as far as the music's concerned, if not the instrument. Alan MacDonald with Cua Alistair Yerig Vichich Galistair, or Lament for Alistair Jerig of Glengarry from his album Dastarum. And that was requested by Marty Dow, who's having a go at learning that with his electronic bellows for his great Highland bagpipe. And let us know how you get on, Marty. Good to hear from you. Now to our main feature for tonight. As I mentioned last Saturday, which was the 3rd of February, it was the big piping concert, the pipe band concert in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall for Celtic Connections. And the second half was played by the current or reigning world pipe band champions, the People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate. We had a feature on Boghall last week when I went to their practice to catch up with them and just to get to eavesdrop on your behalf on a world champions practice. So if you didn't catch that, that was last episode, episode 40. So because we had them last week, I'm going to leave their set until next week and focus tonight on the band who took to the stage for the first half of the afternoon, the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland. Now, this is a wonderful organisation linked to the National Piping Centre that's been going for quite some time now. I can't remember exactly how long, but it's a very large organisation. I think there's about 120 students currently across three bands. This was the senior band, the tip of the iceberg, you might say, that took to the stage on Saturday. And wonderful they were too. They're led by the director, Stephen Blake, who plays with the band Rura. I noticed Stephen actually was one of the panel of judges at the Young Trad Final that I've already mentioned on Sunday. So a busy weekend for him. And there's a whole team of people behind the scenes there helping Stephen at the National Youth Pipe Band to help them coach them and teach them and organise them. And it's just such a great success story. Anyway, we join them a couple of sets into their programme with a tune which has become a modern classic, really, from the very fertile musical imagination of Ali Hutton. This is the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland with Grime.
Thank you. music again. Thank you, guys. So this is the senior band that you're seeing playing today. One of three bands, actually. So this is just the tip of a very large iceberg. I think 120 or so musicians altogether across the three bands, which is just wonderful to see it go from strength to strength. And a wee shout out, a name check to the musicians who you might not be able to see it across the back there, helping out some of the finest musicians in Scotland. Let's say thank you to Rory Matheson, James Lindsay, Innes White, Jack Smedley and Hannah Fisher. Hazel White is going to introduce this next set. Good to see you back up and running, Hazel. Last time I saw you, I think you had your pipes on the other shoulder. But all well now.
Yep, back to the left shoulder, correct shoulder again. So good to be back playing with the band. And we're going to carry on with a pipe band classic. We're going back to the medley. So we're going to play part of Field Marshal Montgomery's medley from 2016, the Sandpiper medley, and they also played this on their Impact album. So you can hear the full medley that we'll be playing at our concert in April in Perth Concert Hall.
Lovely. The National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland. Wonderful stuff. So one more set before we take a short break. And as Hazel was saying there, the next concert by these guys will be on April the 14th in Perth Concert Hall. And tickets are already on sale, so hope to see some of you there. Now, who's going to take us through the last set? Jake.
So our last set tonight, guys, will be a set from a band called Dive, very, very good band based here. And it'll be the 12th of June set, so I don't know if you've heard that one before, but it's really good. But before we fire on, I want to say a massive thank you to all you guys for showing up. It means an awful lot to see so much of you in the crowd. Massive thank you to Andreas as well behind for the sound. Ace, Gary West has been class so far. Everyone behind as well, really appreciate everyone showing up, so thank you very much.
Well done. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm Annabelle Charlton, and I'm one of the senior band pipers.
How did that go for you?
It was really good. Yeah, great to be back on the stage. I was on the stage on Tuesday with Ayla and a couple of others. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
So I would imagine there's been a fair bit of work going into that. I mean, it's over pretty quickly. You know, it's like, what, half an hour, 40 minutes? But you've packed a lot of music in there. So how much practicing do you get to do together?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of independent practicing. We're given the tunes at Saturday practices at the Piping Centre on Otago Street. But yeah, we're relied heavily to go home and learn them. And if we don't, then we know Stephen and David won't be happy with us the next practice.
And we don't want that. Can they be grumpy, Ayla?
I'd say so, yeah.
You can say that because they're not here. But so how long have you been in the band?
I've been in the band for about 3 years now. This is my second year in the senior band, and it's going very well. A lot more hard work, a lot more tunes, but it's great fun to be with people you know you really want to play with.
And who are you playing with when you're not with the youth band?
I play with Play Scotland Federation Pipe Band, and that's Ewan Henderson, who's pipe major. And this is my third season this year with them, so we'll see how that goes.
Excellent. Well, I'm wearing their old kilt here, but this is radio, so you can't see that. But I've got an old Glasgow Police kilt on. Young man, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you getting on?
Aye, very good. I really enjoyed that. So what was your role there?
So my name's Grant Cassidy, and for this year, I am the drumming instructor for the National Youth Pipe Band. So that was our first live performance as a group. I believe some of the pipers played with Carlos Nunez on Wednesday or Tuesday. So that was the first a performance all together as a group in public, and I think it went really, really well. I'm really, really pleased. Really chuffed.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So how much are you able to get them together? I mean, how often do you actually get them face-to-face in the same room, or is there a lot done remotely these days?
When the kids apply for the youth pipe band, they give out a diary, and we have like a Saturday practice once a month, essentially. So up until today, we've only had 4 Saturday practices. That was it. So a lot of people, there's a lot of like YouTube recordings, and we'll play along with the music so they can learn it at home. So it's really hopeful that they can practice at home. And then when they come, it's kind of just bringing it together, because we can't do one or two nights a week. It's all about coming together and trying to make music. So it's never going to be perfect, but it's all about the enjoyment, the entertainment, rather than thinking about being judged like you are in a band competition. It's a completely different environment. So I think the kids enjoyed it. I really loved it, and very proud of them all for only 4 practices.
I suppose that's a good point. That's what makes you guys different. I know in your own bands you'll be competing, but the fact that this is a concert band essentially, does that take the pressure off? Or because you're up in big, huge venues like this, does it put the pressure on? How does it compare to, say, a normal competing band, Annabelle?
I think it's quite different. I mean, the teamwork is essentially still there. You're relying on all the other pipers to pitch up and learn the music. But I think it is different because we do get to play in different like venues, like the concert hall. But it's just a different type of environment to work in. And yeah.
And Perth next, I believe, in April. Are you going to make that one?
Yes, I'll be in that one. That's on the 14th, I believe. And that's our second big concert this year. So that'll be really fun.
I'm sure it will. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking the time backstage to have a wee chat. And I'll let you go. I'm sure you're needing a juice now. But all the best and well done. Great, great stuff.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. Congratulations and thank you to the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland for entertaining us so skillfully and with such flair and such a high musical standard there at that concert last Saturday as part of Celtic Connections. Thanks to all of them, and thanks for letting me record that and share it with you here on EYP. And as I mentioned, they're playing their next concert there in Perth in the concert hall there on the 14th of April. And you can get your tickets now. And I thoroughly recommend that if you're anywhere within striking distance of Perth, that you do so. Now, the youth band finished with a set there inspired by the band Dive, the 12th of June set, which is from the Dive album The Rough Bounds, and that got me scurrying to look at my copy of that and remind myself what else is on there. And I was quite taken with this set. In fact, the whole album is great, but there's some great going piping here in this particular set. This is Mary's Fancy by Dive.
Thank you.
Great stuff, as always, from the band Dive. A track from their album, The Rough Bounds. Penny McLean was the first tune. Then The Black Horse, Some Bowel of Anse and Oban, and Mary's Fancy. And actually, I'll be very shortly heading out with their guitarist and others, Ross Martin, out to Washington State in the US for the Celtic Arts Foundation Winter School, which is already in full flow right now for the Highland Pipes and Drums section. Then we head out for bellows, pipes and fiddle and guitar and so on. Anyway, if anyone happens to be listening, I'll see you very soon, guys. And yes, actually, by the time you hear this on Wednesday, if you're listening when it comes out, I'll probably be there, or certainly I'll be on an aeroplane on the way there. But still fully planning to bring you your EYP weekly treat next week, when I'll be featuring All Being Well, a set from the World Pipe Band Champions, the People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate, from their Saturday concert there at Celtic Connections. That's almost it for now. Keep your notes coming, and don't forget, I do take requests within reason. Marty Dow's one featured tonight, but it's always nice to hear from you, and always nice to hear some suggestions of music that that you would like to hear. And if I feel I can play it, by feeling I can play it, I mean if the rights issues and so on allow it, then I will certainly do that. So EYP at GaryWest.Scott is how you can find me. Thanks for being with me. Thanks once again to RG Hardy Bagpipes, my sponsor. And anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, please do enjoy your piping. Cheers.